This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
Woo! Hot brethren and sistren, welcome to another hashtag writing sessions here on the Hot Breath Podcast, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. Of course, you know that if you're listening to this. Last week's writing session I posted with Coy Sutley got so much great feedback that I decided to post another one of these. Writing is something I get a lot of questions about, and these, I think, provide some good insight into just the creative process behind comedy writing and the amount of trial and error that goes into it. So I hope you enjoy this one. I actually was doing a live Instagram interview with Alton Walker that I posted on Hot Breath as well. And then I got a DM from this lady asking, hey, I heard you say in the interview that you do writing sessions. I would love to schedule one with you. So we ended up meeting out at the local Starbucks / Target. So, I mean, the audio isn't perfect, but you know, I think it really gives you a good feel of the ambiance and overall environment as well. So I did discuss in a previous episode Mitch Hedberg saying he would like to write in like Target cafes and public places that are a little bit more uncomfortable or unorthodox. And that's why I like meeting here, because it's loud enough to where we can get silly, and that's what you got to do in these writing sessions. So if you'd like to work together on doing one of these and schedule yourself a writing session, I do them in person. I also do them over Skype as well, but feel free to hit me up. Or, you know what? Reach out to someone in your own scene, or reach out to someone that you trust their comedic style and sensibilities and work together. You know, I'm certainly not the only person that you can do this with. So if you want to, by all means, hit me up. But if by all means you want to team up with someone else, I just can't stress the value of this enough. As a comedian, we can get in our own head and be like, well, this is me and this is my, but it is very helpful to just meet up sometimes with other comedians and just punch stuff up, especially if you got like a big show coming up you want to tighten your set for, or you just have new material like she did in this episode. She just kind of had material that were just kind of ideas at the moment. And I think the most valuable part of this episode, we hit a kind of a turning point in it, and we have a breakthrough at a certain time. So I think, and hope you will catch on to that as well. But enjoy this. I hope it inspires you to keep writing and keep collaborating and just keep creating comedy. That's what this is all about. So enjoy. If you want to reach out to this hilarious lady, Tariana Jackson, she's on Instagram at TiesSoSilly. Let her know. Let her know if you enjoyed this, what you enjoyed about it. That's my favorite, is when my guests are like, yo, the Hot Breathiverse really reached out to me saying how much they enjoyed the content we created together. So enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. Okay, cool. So now I'll be able to send this to you as well. So the premise of a joke is really like the central message of it. So everything you build around that will kind of inform where the punchlines are. So, and I'm me saying this.
I'm sorry.
No, you're great. Going back to the beginning of it. Let me see.
It's right here.
So, what stood out to me initially is I didn't have that growing up. Well, one, this stood out to me in general as an interesting start to a joke. Is that you grew up, like how you grew up
in chaos,
like. You know, functional family makes me uncomfortable.
It does.
That's, to me, that's the premise of a joke. You can start to then give examples of. So, if you watch Chris Rock, a lot of times, he'll say the premise and then just give examples of it. And then say the premise again and give examples of it.
Okay.
So, even you just saying this is almost like you saying, okay, this is what my material is about to be about.
Okay.
Functioning family makes me uncomfortable. And then give personal examples of when that's happened.
Okay.
Like, personal, not, I went to this party this one time with this chick and that happened. Like, take them to a moment in your life
personally where maybe you were with your family and you were uncomfortable, or you were with someone else's family and you were uncomfortable.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the, as soon as you said that, I was like, I want to hear more about that. That's very interesting. That's very personal. Because the thing about comedy also is that nobody can steal you. So, like, you can, and a lot of people starting out do this, but, I mean, it's more, like, generic, broad material.
Okay.
But if you can get in the habit now of writing personal stuff,
okay,
it's going to make you that much better than comedians who are at your, like, starting point.
Okay.
So, really explore that more. Give me examples of this where I just totally just, like, marked through it.
No,
see, I don't have good handwriting.
It's
but
fine.
Functioning family makes me uncomfortable. I love that premise.
Okay.
So when you're writing as well, like even just over here this line, how white people start their day.
I was in the shower, man. I don't know. I'd be thinking a lot in the shower. That's my writing.
Yeah. Place. So, but then what I'll do sometimes, and this is a great writing exercise as well. And also let me know if I'm jumping around, because sometimes I'll get ADD.
I have ADD. So
say
cool.
things.
I'm following you.
Perfect. Yeah, we're like same.
Yeah. Wavelength.
So what I'll do, I'll write a premise at the top of the page like you did here.
Mm-hmm.
So like how white people start their day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just fill up that page with like examples.
Yeah, some avocado toast.
Yeah.
I eat avocado toast now because I'm bougie, so.
Oh, you're bougie.
I am bougie.
So you like bougetto. Avocado toast.
I do.
Bougetto?
Yes.
That'd be merch. That could be merch. Bougetto.
Bougetto.
So yeah, avocado toast. I don't even know how you perceive white people. I don't know how we start our day.
I don't know. I always work
how
for you guys.
We?
So
you what?
I said I always work for you guys. They don't want to be talked to first thing in the morning. I don't know.
They always need their coffee.
They
is
do.
That, so you could do your like a white voice there too. How white people talk like this? You know, like you could do your version of that of how white people start their day. But that just jumped out at me as like a clear premise to. And that's how I'll brainstorm, is I'll write the premise of the joke, whether it is that or it could be your family uncomfortable, and just list examples and just fill up the page. Like, don't stop until you fill up the page.
Okay. That's smart.
Yeah, and it's a great way. Now you have inventory, and how I said 1 out of 10 may be worth keeping. Now you have, like, a list of, like, 20 you can then go through and start to build on.
Okay, that's really smart. Okay.
You have a question? Or you're just,
no, that's okay. The way my face looks.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure. So, now to get into this whole story you're telling, in all reality, where this boiled down to is just, I'm turning into an old bitch. I love that. I love that. So, really, this was the whole premise of the joke for me. I'm turning into an old bitch. So, you, like, this story has funny moments, but I think you can tell by just a couple times you performed is like people can lose interest really quickly.
Yeah, really quickly.
So I would recommend in starting out to try to tackle short, quick jokes.
Okay.
Just try to get as many laughs as possible. Don't try to do these big, sweeping stories.
Okay.
Really, maybe just focus more on just getting laughs first.
Okay.
Because storytelling is a whole other, it's a whole other game.
I forgot that, I hate to sound racist right now, but I am. The Indian comedian.
Aziz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, even the lighting and the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Goals.
Yeah. So that's someone who has figured out their voice and just they've made it. Like, they've tapped into their pure comedy essence.
Okay.
How you get to that point is first by just learning how to be funny, first and foremost. So it could be silly, a little, maybe more sillier stuff right now, but just learning how to get laughs will then help you to start to get, I guess, more personal laughs.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of, comedy is a language, so it's really like the baby steps of you kind of got to go goo goo gaga and then put a couple words together and maybe figure out some shapes and then you start to build until you're fluent.
So you crawl before you walk.
For sure.
Before you run.
But it's so like, oh, a huge sweeping story, that's like a full sprint.
Right.
You know, but what I've mined from it is I'm turning into an old bitch. So I would really recommend even just writing that at the top and listing examples, or really right now what comes to mind to you as like becoming an old bitch.
So when all my homegirls who are a little younger than me decide they want to go out, you know, in traffic, over while I'm at work, I'm like, yeah, we gonna go out. Uh-huh. I'ma go. I already know what outfit I'm gonna wear, but as soon as I hop in traffic, you know, traffic makes me sleepy. Uh-huh. Right? I got a 5-year-old. He may be at his dad's house, but I'm already in mom mode. Like, I'm ready to go home. Like, if you call me, I'm like, yeah, I'm going. Yeah, but I'm already taking a shower. I put my bonnet on, and once the bonnet is on, I'm not coming out. So I set myself up just later. I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm coming. I'm getting ready right now. I'm gonna just take a nap real quick. I'm gonna meet you there. Alright. Once I take a nap, I'm not like, it's just steps to me.
The bonnet.
Yeah, bonnet is the
bonnet's game like, over.
Yes. Bonnet's like lock and keys. It's done.
I like how it's traffic that's the trigger.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, you're like, yeah, I'll go out until I check GPS and there's traffic and I'm like, you know, I'd rather Netflix and...
You know, my mind starts thinking, okay, it's going to take you about 30 minutes to get home. Uh-huh. It's going to take you about 30 minutes to get dressed. And then they only let you in free before 10... Girl! Ain't no more.
So did you used to like used to go out and used to be
oh my gosh,
turn up?
In Atlanta, yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes. You stay up all night, okay, and then you got class then the next day. That's okay. Just take a quick shower. You don't need to sleep. Straight mm-hmm. to class. You may sleep in class a little bit, but you there. Fuck all that. And then as soon as you leave class, you get ready to go out again. I don't know. I was on speed, I think.
So that's how you could also compare. Is how you used to be to how you are now.
Okay.
So like. I'm turning into an old bitch. It's funny you could take them on the timeline of that from how you were and you were just, and you could even come up with a funny name for yourself.
Oh,
like well, kind of like, mm-hmm. I think you're good at wordplay. It's like maybe finding you used to be this and now you're this. You know, mm-hmm. like you were turn up Toya, and then now now you're like. Turn down.
Oh.
I don't know.
I turned down for everything.
Yeah, now it's.
Like, there's pizza at the house. Oh, I'm turning down.
Yeah. I like you finding excuses to not go out.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, well, there's traffic. And, like, yeah, I'll drive. You're like, but I just put my bonnet on.
Yeah,
my nap.
Mm.
Yeah. I was trying to think.
I don't even have my son, but, like, you know, Michael needs juice at his dad's house. I gotta run this to his dad's house. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's mm-hmm. gonna be. And I'm gonna be late, so.
What is it about the bonnet that makes you tired?
Oh, that means I didn't either took off my wig or brushed back my hair. That means I gotta redo my hair or wig. That takes it's time. It's just, what do y'all want from me?
She's like, the wig comes off the night.
The wig comes
the night's off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because that means I gotta reapply everything. It's just too much. It's too much. My life. I don't have time.
So, what do you do instead? So, instead of like going to the club,
oh, any and everything else besides housework. there is, I find a new wine. Okay.
I find a new wine?
I do. I look on, I am an Amazon person buying shit that I don't need, but mm-hmm. it shows up and I'm like, what is this? And I get all excited over again. Different types of shows. I got Amazon's TV and I got Netflix and then it's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I put a lot of money in not going out. I find myself at home watching Peppa Pig when Mike's not there.
What you could do is you could go through your pregame routine mm-hmm. before you used to go out. Gosh. And now your pregame routine of staying in.
Oh, man.
So maybe it was like putting on a wig, putting on makeup, and now it's like mm-hmm. ripping
off
the wig.
Yeah. On the bonnet. Watching the bonnet. Makeup.
Yeah.
And I got an Uber bonnet. Have you ever looked at my Instagram?
The Uber bonnet? No, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, I call it an Uber bonnet. It's huge. Like, it fills up the whole screen. I got it on... Where did I get my phone?
Oh, that's my gosh, phone. Yeah.
I'm looking for all the iPhones. No, like, it's huge. It's not like a regular, just sits down here. No. Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, it's levels to the bonnet game. And I'm just going to just put you on real quick, white guy.
Yeah, she's letting me in on the secret sauce here.
That's the Uber bonnet. When I put that guy on, ain't no going out. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm. No.
That's hilarious. Is that common? Is that like a lot of black women will wear like these huge bonnets?
No, not they wear bonnets, but not the huge ones.
Not like that.
I know a lot of women wear huge bonnets.
They must keep that in the house. I ain't never seen none out.
They don't put it on the ground.
That's when you got no.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I did a little commercial for.
Okay, cool. So you could you could go into detail about the bonnet and actually, because it's like a pillow.
Yeah, it is.
Your bonnet is almost like a pillow in itself, or it's like a snuggie for your head.
It nestles me in. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like so, my bed.
Like in cover and humor in the details.
Okay.
Maybe go into details about the bonnet.
Okay.
Because another thing that pops in my head is like what you used to value versus what you now value in terms of it used to be all about the liquor or whatever. You're like, this bonnet, let me tell you. Instead of you getting new pumps, it's like, I got this new bonnet.
Oh my gosh.
It nestles and got
the non-stick elastic is just great.
Yes. Going to those details.
Ready to go. Oh my gosh.
And what could work also is because the comedy show you're performing this at will be late. So it may be 9 or 10 o'clock. So you could literally say that to where you go into detail about it and you're like, oh man, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm getting tired. I gotta wrap this up.
Whew. All right, see y'all later. Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, it's going to be like a fold. Like you got to keep unfolding it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's huge.
I like going into detail about the bonnet.
Okay.
And it could literally just be jumping straight to, I'm turning into an old bitch. Like, I now value my bonnet more than... What is something maybe you used to value, like your bonnet? Like when you were younger?
Getting my hair done, lipstick, lip gloss, shoes, going out and stunting.
So maybe it's used to value getting your hair done. Mm-hmm. Now it's like getting your hair down.
Yes, please take it off.
Yes.
Every time I go, I just over there, just throw it. I have to find it the next day.
Is there a word that plays with bonnet? Because I know there's like...
He's a rapper. Let's ask him. Is it a word that I could play with
like
bonnet?
How there's Virgin Remy. Yeah. Or like, all the different types of hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if there's one that would play with the word bonnet, where it's like,
so
I used to like this.
Word, basically, or,
yeah, then wig, maybe. Like, I was just trying to think of... I used to
like
care about the duck, but now I care about the bonnet.
Right.
Just thinking of a funny word. But it does look like a chef hat. That bonnet does look like a chef hat.
I cook up sleep.
Yeah. That's funny.
Shit up. Sleep and home time.
I would recommend for this joke is to just say, like, I'm turning into an old bitch. Like, I'm obsessed with my bonnet. Or I love my bonnet.
I have, like, 10 different kinds. Like, different colors, different sizes. But my Uber bonnet is my favorite. It means ain't nobody going out. It's the weekend bonnet. When I went home for Christmas, I didn't get dressed. Mm-mm. Showed up in the bonnet, left in the bonnet.
So it could be, I don't even need a boyfriend. All I need is my bonnet.
Yeah.
That's my bae.
Yeah.
Call it your
bae. My bonnet is my bae.
My bonnet
it
is my bae.
Me. Wine, bonnet, my Uber bonnet, and some TV shows, a little bit of Amazon.
I love that. Oh my gosh. My. The point is, I like the bonnet. Bonnet is my bae.
Bonnet is my bae.
That's hilarious. I'd love
bonnet.
To hear you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be your first example.
Okay.
Of just jumping into I'm turning into an old bitch. Is that like my bonnet is my bae? Now boom, because I think. This will get a laugh,
okay.
And then immediately, boom, the next line gets a laugh.
Okay.
That's really my goal. I'm a laugh whore, where I, like, want every laugh to be a line. You know what I mean? Like, I want every line I say to get a laugh, so I'm always looking to condense just to what's the funniest.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it requires a lot of editing, you know, but...
And pulling back.
And just killing things you may enjoy, but if the audience isn't laughing, it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, they checked out a long time ago.
Yeah,
I got you.
So, I really like...
That part.
I love... I mean, just in this first page, I mean, you've already said two very personal things. There's a lot to do with your family, and being functional family makes me uncomfortable, which is hilarious. And then, turning into an old bitch. I like both of those.
Like, just alone. Like, if I'm sitting at the table, and it's a function, like, everybody's laughing, put your phones away and actually people do it. I'm looking like... So who's gonna start the fight first? Like y'all stop. Mom, you've been cheating. What's going on? I need somebody to speak up the truth. I don't want these green beans. I want truth.
Have you... So, like, what was your family... Like, what was your family's life?
So, my mom was a Crip. She died a Crip. My dad was a Marine, an office rocker.
Wait. Your mom was a Crip and your dad was a Marine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't meet my dad until my mom died at the age of 9. So, I used to know my dad from pictures and random voices. Mails and calls.
Uh-huh.
And then after my mom, with my mom, I learned how to make crack.
From your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're, okay. Here we go.
I learned how to make crack from my mom, and we would always do a big harvest of weed around Christmas, so weed brings up Christmas to me. It does. It smells like Christmas to me.
That's your holly. That's the boughs of holly or whatever. Yeah.
She would let me cut down the trees and hang them so they'll dry. No lie.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so that all meant Christmas. And my mom was actually in the L.A. riot. She told me to sit still in the living room right in front of the TV. And I saw my mom on the news. Running by with a basket. And then she came home with it. No lie, this is crazy. Like, and then I was like, those are my Christmas gifts.
Maybe that's how you first knew you want to be famous, or that you were born to be a star when you saw your mom on TV.
Yeah.
But then you tell them how the circumstance was.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
So that would be funny. That like, would be I knew funny. I was born to be a star when I was born to be a star because my mom was on TV. I saw my mom on TV.
Yeah.
And you could go into that story.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Funny. And I like the Christmas tree being a weed. It's like
yeah.
We had a different Christmas tree in
yeah,
my house.
We did.
It was weed.
Whenever I smelled that around that time, that's the smell of Christmas. To me. That is.
Oh my gosh.
That is the smell of Christmas, no lie.
So.
'Tis the season to get high.
Yeah. Yeah, have you tried that?
No.
So you haven't talked about any of this on stage?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
Okay.
Holy wow.
So, living with my dad, after my mom passed away, my dad tried to be a player. I mean, he got a whole bunch of kids, but with this situation, he decided to, when my stepmom was in the Army, to have a girlfriend that would come to the house. Because, you know, my stepmom would be gone, right? And my hair would be done. And my stepmom would come back, and she'd be like, "Who did your hair? Daddy's girlfriend?" I was. So after my first stepmom left because of all this BS, my second stepmom is nothing but, like, 8 years older than me. So, you know, I would come home, and she's trying to be the boss, and she's like, "Have you done your homework?" I'm like, "Bitch, have you done your homework? We got the same homeroom, don't we? Get the fuck out of here." Like,
no, that's awesome.
Going on right now,
and you know? Maybe more examples of that.
Okay,
so that's like, and thinking of the premise of the joke, the premise of that joke is pretty much your dad marrying someone your age.
Yeah.
So then go into all the different, like, maybe you share clothes, you are in the same homeroom, like,
mm-hmm.
What are maybe some other examples to kind of add humor to the premise of my dad married someone my age?
Yeah, like her coming in late and I'm like, "Don't we got a time to be in
mm-hmm.
here?
Yeah.
What's going on with life?"
Maybe it was your day to do chores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She never did chores. I always placed them on me. Yeah, I still got beef this day.
Yeah, like you sharing clothes or trading homework. Or...
Yeah, like what she said was inappropriate for me to wear, but you got on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe she steals clothes from you.
Yeah, my half tops, yeah.
That could be. She's always stealing clothes from your closet without asking.
Yeah, she's more like a sister. An
yeah.
annoying one.
Yeah, yeah. A stepsister.
Get my lip gloss back. I can't stand you. Tell me I can't get my nails done. You can't either.
What else? I love the premise of that joke. Your dad marrying someone your age.
It was just weird. Like, trying to get me in trouble. Bitch, I'm going to get you in trouble, too.
She'd snitch on you?
Yes, all the time. You're supposed to be like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
My sister, you're my stepmom. You're supposed to be in here with me. You want to tell that I'm talking to a boy. I saw you at the gas station talking to a boy. Let's talk.
What else could you do at school? I like the homeroom thing. Is there anything else?
Homework and projects. She would never try to help me with my homework. My dad would always try to help me with my homework. Didn't you already have this class like a couple years ago? You should know. You should know the answers to all of this.
I like the homeroom one. I like the clothes, the clothes one, and maybe like the curfew one.
Okay.
Two. I like the curfew one. So let's go. That was just so much information.
It's all real to my life.
It's like so. I love how I don't like being around functional family makes me uncomfortable. And now you're like, so my mom was a Crip. My dad was in the Marines. And you're like, wait, what happened? Well, no, I mean, it's not that crazy. You know, Christmas we sold weed. You know, she taught me how to cook crack. Which, that's another thing that stood out to me that, like, moms may usually teach their daughters how to cook or clean.
Yeah.
But yours, like, told now you how to cook and clean a rock.
Yeah. Crack.
You actually, how old were you when this happened?
Like 8 when I was allowed to be.
And you remember, do you remember how to do it?
Yeah, she had the fire and then a beaker over it. You have to rotate it until the rock forms.
I'm about to say, don't break that.
Sorry.
I just, it looks like I'm a counselor, right? Yeah. I have like a notebook. I'm like, and tell me more about the crack. I just realized how this looked. I'm like sitting between you guys, like, all right, the crack.
You know, yeah, the crack. And your white.
So. That's what it is.
So it all works.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh, I want to hear more about that. Like, maybe what are some other things?
Like how so many people used to knock on the back door, not the front door, the back door, and I just never knew what was going on. And my mom's robe, she always wore a robe, but she wore a robe, but one side was heavier than the other. That was mom's gun.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
She let me shoot it once.
What?
Yeah. In the house. I shot the wall.
In the house?
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, you can't just go shooting around all willy-nilly outside. You might hit someone. And then she let me write my name right
around. Yo. So, what was that circumstance? Like, what was the situation where that occurred?
You know, when you are a drug dealer, you have to prepare your child so they can't be scared to shoot a gun.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't done it since then.
Oh, okay.
Hence, I'm still scared.
Yeah.
Because the outcome was like, this is okay? What I just did? Okay.
How old are you?
8.
This was 8 again?
Yeah.
Wait, 8, the gun and the crack?
Yeah.
At 8?
That's like when you get into the... She didn't want to start me too young.
Right. Yeah, yeah. She didn't want to start me too young.
No.
Baby steps.
Yeah. She died when I was 9, so I probably would have been deep and thin in the empire had she still been alive.
Oh, it could be, because like most moms teach their kid how to cook and clean. Maybe your mom taught you how to cook, crack, and clean a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be your way Segway. Into talking about that. And then it's, and I like how matter-of-factly you're saying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And almost, you're almost saying it, like, innocently. So it is like, yeah, I mean, cooking crack isn't really that hard. All you gotta do, and you could almost break down the game to people.
And then you cut it off midway.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a mic in there? No, is there a mic in there?
Is that a thing?
No, I'm just making noise to cover up any mic you got. But, no,
Talking to me?
Yeah.
On the feds. This is all a big plot. This is my new Instagram scheme.
Recording on the iPhone.
Yeah, I'm recording on the iPhone. That is true.
Oh, shit.
That's so funny. Yes, I like that play, though. Like, most moms teach their kid to cook and clean. Mine taught me to cook, crack, and clean a gun.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, in joke writing... The process is, okay, now let me go into details about her teaching me to cook. About
I
her
started
teaching me.
That.
Okay. Oh,
I
so you started...
I didn't know how. So you're pulling out points that I could actually work
great.
With. I just didn't know.
Perfect. Okay, great.
I'm a product of a Crip and a Marine. I have grow. I've made it younger. I'm just trying to make it funnier. But it was really 8. I said, help grow green at 6. I tried to make it more funny because, you know... build up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Help make crack at 7, shot a gun at 8,
lost my mom at 9, met my dad. Dad was a player. Stepmom left. Stepmom young, 19 years old. Same classes. Can't cook. Mm. Oh, yeah. The bitch couldn't cook either when she first got to us. Like, you know how you fry chicken? It's all golden brown. And she was, like, tan. And she put it on my plate. And my dad just walked away and went. I'm like, but my dad got mad at me because I wouldn't eat. Nigga, where are you at? Where's your plate? Let's gag together.
That's funny.
No, he got mad at me, trying to whip me because I don't want to eat this nasty shit. I don't know, like.
Hold on, let's go back to this. Hold on, this is rich. This is fertile stuff
right
here.
Oh,
back to the. No, the, yeah, okay. The mom stuff. Because this is where you're going to start to get a lot of mileage, and this is where you're going to start to, like, the most fertile topics, like, the most personal. Okay. Those are the most fertile, because you'll be able to start drawing humor out of them. Like, the story's a great exercise in writing, and you had funny moments throughout it, but, like, these are the kind of topics that you're going to take people on a journey with.
Okay.
It's tough to be at a store, tell a story of, like, this one time this happened, but, like, here, you feel it, you remember it, like, this is, you can actually bring people to that experience.
Okay.
So, just this, product of a Crip and a Marine, one of my favorite exercises that I still do today is a Venn diagram. Are you familiar with a Venn diagram?
I remember it, but no.
So, pretty much, it's like a compare and contrast. So I'll get a lot of mileage and find a lot of, and I have this with, you know, because I'll do a lot of, like, urban rooms, too.
Okay.
So.
I love that you said
that's
urban.
That's why I'm so woke. Or, I perform in front of black people. I don't know how you want me to say it, but,
Love you so much more.
But that's where I started, because there's only rooms I get booked in. But, I have, like, I want to take an angle on comparing black and white people, but from, everybody's like, black people do this, and white people do this. So I wanted to be like, but what do we do that's the same?
Okay.
So what I'll do.
Get ass shots.
And I have, like, this whole thing about, like, the trailer and the trap and homies and honkies and stuff like that.
The trailer and the trap. Beautiful.
So it's comparing, it's like looking at what a lot of people are doing and how can I do it differently. So not the differences, but the similarities.
Okay.
So how I created this joke was I wrote, like, white people and then versus black people. Mm-hmm. And this column is just everything that comes to mind about white people. This one is everything that comes to mind about black people. And then this is, like, what the crossover is. Like, what are the parallels? Because a Venn diagram really, I mean, it looks like this. Wow, that's terrible.
No, it's okay. It's cool.
That is.
No, it's so, oh, man.
Yeah, let me try again.
You want a pencil?
So this is a Venn where it's like A, B, and then the middle is A, B.
Got you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think that's just a funny premise.
Okay.
I was the product of a Crip and a Marine.
Yeah.
Well, one, how do they even meet? Like, you know, how do these
Cali,
two?
The post.
Oh, and there's, like, a base there,
yeah.
I guess?
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
Right?
That's quite
But he's from North Carolina. So I left Cali and went to North Carolina.
Oh, after your mom died?
After mom died.
Ooh.
I know. It was a transition. These niggas just sleep all day. Go ahead.
So what you could do, I'd recommend, is just, like, fill this out. So, like, when you hear Crip, what are the things you think of? When you hear Marines, what are all the things you think of?
Okay.
And also, don't fill it out in a specific order.
Okay.
You know, what I'll do is, like, I maybe think of three examples, and then maybe two over here, and then maybe one here, and then two more here, and then three here, and then two here, and then four here, maybe, like.
And then the AB is what they have in common.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Crip is, like, one of the largest gang organizations, and so is the Marines.
Mm. So it's both, like, a gang.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. They both have uniforms.
They do. They do.
I know.
What do they call it? Oh, fatigues.
Oh, PTSD.
PTSD, yeah. Guns.
Oh, that shit. Gun, definitely lots of guns.
War.
Marines just fight international. They're going to kick somebody's butt across seas.
Blue. It's almost like Crips are Yeah, the Marines go overseas. The Crips are like the home bodies.
Yeah.
They're like the hometown heroes, yeah. Maybe. Like they're the home team.
That's right.
They're here fighting the fight.
Are they?
On the
on the red.
On a local, the local source.
On the red.
On the red.
It was, oh, the Bloods, yeah.
They both wear blue. Navy blue, blue.
Oh, navy blue? Yeah. Let me see. What was it? Boot camp? Oh, what do Crips have?
They gotta get jumped in.
Jumped in?
Like that. I mean, isn't a boot camp basically like getting jumped in?
Nah, ain't nobody put no hands
on
you.
No, not beating you, but they making you run and sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they say you
Hell week, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is how I'll develop ideas.
Okay.
In comparing things.
Okay.
And it literally, you know, fill up a whole page. Sometimes you literally may not have anything out of it.
Okay.
Beyond just the exercise of doing it.
Okay.
Sometimes you may find one thing or five things.
Okay.
A good way to look at writing, and just how in my opinion, none of it is a waste of time.
Okay.
Look at your writing as like a muscle.
Okay.
So look at writing as a muscle to where the more you exercise your writing muscle, the better you'll get at it, the stronger it'll become. So starting out, you may do one of these exercises and not find anything, but maybe in a week or two after exercising the writing muscle,
okay,
you're going to get better at writing. You're going to get funnier
okay.
at writing. So then what turned out to be zero results will turn into maybe two or three.
Okay.
And then you take those two or three to stage and one of them works.
Right.
You know, once you find that laugh, dude, you know, it's...
Feels like crack.
I was going to say it was crack.
Yeah. It feels like crack. No, I'm going to say it feels like crack.
I'm hooked. I'm hooked.
You got to make sure.
Make sure I say that.
Yeah, yeah. And your eyebrow, too. All the facial expressions, I think you can really get mileage out of.
Okay.
So really, and you can look for wordplay... Because, like, I found in comparing, like, homies and honkies, you know, it's like if you could compare Crips and Marines, you know, there's just something there. Gives a new meaning to red, white, and blue, or...
oh, not the red. Fuck your red.
Oh, you can't say red. You can't.
Fuck your red.
In Target.
Yeah, in Target!
Oh, it's so much red.
Yeah, so I would recommend filling this out and just seeing what you come up with.
Okay.
And how I will annotate stuff is, and even like when I do lists and things, I'll either circle something or like put a star next to it.
Okay.
Just, so you have a list of stuff, but then the stuff you circled is what you want to like maybe take onto another page.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So with this exercise.
Yes.
This is where you start getting into the meat of your jokes. Like, you can... I'm just saying, what do you do after this?
So, it depends on what you find, but okay. It could literally be, I'm the product of a Crip and a Marine. So, right. Like, you could say, what is it called when you're the son of someone in the military? Was it an Army brat? But yeah. I thought there was... So they were both in the services. So they were both in the service.
Yeah.
So they were both in the service. Because that's comparing, they're both gangs, you know.
Yeah, they are.
So they were both in the service. You know, they weren't in their own way.
Yeah, you can't just leave the Marines. Then you gotta be like, you can't just leave the Crips.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They both.
I guess both, you kind of gotta die to get out of them. Yeah. So maybe that's something. Oh, you could say, like, but my mom got out early. She died.
Yeah. That's dark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Brainstorming.
No, it's okay.
Because you got to cross the line to find it.
Yeah, you do.
So it could literally be both just comparing them as, looking at them both as a military aspect.
Okay.
Their uniforms. I mean, that is a good question. And, like, kind of what do you do with the ideas? But
yeah.
It's kind of... They call it a sense of humor, because like I look at it as a sixth sense, to where like when you see something, you just know.
Okay.
Like your sense, your spidey sense, your comedy sense will go off of like, you may see something and be like, oh, I know what to do with that.
Okay.
So when you find something, in doing this, I think you'll find a spark of inspiration of how you can maybe work it in.
Okay.
But I think what will help and guide that direction is just understanding the premise that you're the product of a Crip and a Marine.
I am.
So when you're creating this, be looking for examples that strengthen that premise.
Okay.
Or that reiterate that premise.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
No, it makes sense.
Good. Because that's gold. That's, wow. But I'm glad you had at least started to chip away at these.
I just didn't understand how to take it from just an idea to an actual... It's like my first time writing out a full joke, that one I showed you earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it felt funny in my head, but when you were like, type it up, I was like, ah.
And you're not alone in that. That's how most people are just like, wait, what? You mean I have to write it down and like organize it? And it's like a script almost? But yeah. So the fact that you did that, you wrote that story, shows you can do it.
Okay.
So maybe you also just write your story.
Okay.
So maybe that could be almost a homework exercise, is that you could start off the story, I'm the product of a Crip and Marine, and then just go through.
Okay.
And just tell your story.
But then try to pull out like unnecessary stuff that where people might just be like, oh, this is boring now.
But before you do any editing, just get it all out.
Get it all out.
I'm a believer that like writing is one muscle and editing is another.
Okay.
So like when I'm writing, it takes practice, but I try to mute the critic of like as I'm writing, like this is stupid, nobody cares.
Yes.
But
oh gosh.
What I found that helps with the critic is like first being mindful of it and acknowledging that it's there.
Okay.
But I just create in like a burst and then we'll go back. So when I do a Venn diagram like this, I'll just keep writing and like fill it out, you know, until the page is done, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I'll go back and maybe start to mark through things.
Okay.
So say get it all out. And then go back, start underlining or circling things. Kind of like we did with your story, we started to underline a couple things. Because you have funny moments and your wordplay is good that I think can translate. Because you're a good comedy writer just based on hearing you tell this story.
Okay.
Which I think is good to know you have this ability. So just translate it to now like your own personal story.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And detail, detail, details. You know, go into it.
Okay. So the details about what she was wearing and stuff like that.
Yeah, the robe. I mean, even when you're talking about, you know, the smell of Christmas. You know, I mean, go into detail about the smell.
I'm dead serious. So when somebody brings, not that people bring fresh weed around them. I'm like, nah, Christmas.
Holly, or what is the Christmas? They do boughs of holly. The mistletoe. Yeah, the mistletoe. That mistletoe kush.
Ew.
Bells ringing, yeah. But it's cool you're even willing to talk about this stuff. Like, it probably took me 7 years to be like, oh, by the way, I was born in a trailer and I'm white trash. It took me, like, forever to be brave enough to be like, oh, by the way, I look purebred, but I'm really inbred. Like, so I look for wordplay in that sense. You know what I mean?
I'm so mad with you right now. So mad with you right now.
But the fact you're willing to go there so early is most people are.
Oh my God.
People are scared it took me so many years to be like, oh, fuck it. Might as well at least say it.
Fuck it.
But the fact you can do that, that's.
If I could just get
rare.
Some fuck it on stage, not literally, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never mind.
You gotta start there.
Yeah.
You know?
At the white family versus black families on dealing with cheating. White kids be like, white kids be taken aback by shit. Black dads pull a motherfucking Houdini by slowly introducing a new bitch by mixing her in with fun activities so we don't even know what's going on.
So you can compare this. Do you know white... Did you know white families? Like, can you bring a personal example of white families do this? Because you have your dad as an example of the black family.
But not for the white.
Do you have a personal example
only off
of white?
TV.
Okay.
I mean, I have white friends, but they don't like to talk about that shit. They just be like, oh, that's cheating on mom. And then they walk off. But we be like, yeah, we knew.
Yeah,
y'all didn't know. Mom, where were you? We went to Disney World. No.
No, I like, I like yours being personal about your dad, and you're like, well, my family's theirs on TV.
Yeah, you don't hear about that shit in person.
What was your go-to white family?
I was trying to remember so many. I don't remember. I just saw some recently, though. Oh, it was on a movie on Netflix, because I had my bonnet on. No,
oh, my gosh.
No, I forgot, but... Virus? You see that movie? It's on Netflix. Just check it out. Wear a bonnet. It just get in there all the way.
The bonnet. You can start selling bonnets as merch.
Oh, I may.
Merchandise your bonnet.
I do. I have a heat press. I said I can make you a t-shirt if you want one.
Oh, word.
Dead serious. I'll mail it to you, but... I should. So, it was a virus spreading around that basically turned them into zombies. They just didn't want to say they were zombies. But, you know, during the thick of things... The two sisters were talking, and the older sister told the younger sister that, you know, dad cheated on mom. She just flipped out. She's like, why didn't anybody tell me? And I was just like, when I found out, I was like, I already knew. Because I'm like, dad's just slipping in there, you know, introduced the girl to y'all. Like, hey, we're about to go to the park. This is my friend.
Yeah, my friend.
And we're so young. You're like, yo, hey, friend, let's go over here and play with the other kids. This whole time, dad's been fucking this bitch.
I'm like, well, duh, yeah, that's what dads do. Yeah. No, my dad, he's on, like, his third bitch or whatever. And she's my
serious,
age.
Though. She,
she's my age, you know?
She was like, my age.
I love that. So, really, it's almost taking inventory of what we have for you to, like, build on.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to re-listen to this. Make notes.
Oh, yeah, you do have, but maybe having it all in one spot.
Okay.
I mean, just as a reference... But is there anything else that you were wanting to...
Because
we can do that at the very end. I just want to make sure we have, like, a point of reference. Because right now everything's fresh. But, you know, as soon as we get away from the session and life starts to creep in, like, we're both ADD as well, like you said. So, like, we'll start to be like, yeah, it's a great idea. And then, like, wait, what? What was that? So if we can have it all in one place, I think that'll help you to actually use it as a point of reference also.
Okay, I got the Baby Mama Chronicles, because I am one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's me and my sister, we're both baby mamas, and I heard her do some crazy shit. Like, my son walked up to, like, T.T., I'm washing my hands, and all I hear is, good, because some niggas don't wash their ass. And I was like, oh, are we still... talking about the baby here, what's going on right now?
And is this the, was she also the product of the Crip and Marine?
No,
it's a different...
she's a product of the heifer, the younger one.
Oh, the heifer, okay.
The heifer that came in.
Okay.
She brought her with her, though. She not, I mean, that's my sister, though. Shh.
Mm.
So that's why, like, every time my son be like, yo, T.T., I ate on my foot, good, because some niggas don't come home and eat their food. Like, you're making my son uncomfortable.
You're like, but I like your reaction where you say it in that voice, and then you're like,
what's wait, happening? What? Should we leave?
What? Yeah.
Because my son is just like, I washed my hands, auntie. Like,
come again? What?
Yeah, we're both confused.
What did she say?
Right, I just, I'm so angry. Like, oh.
So how do you treat your kids compared to that?
Oh, no, see, I'm in a better space. I don't pay attention to that nigga.
To your kid?
No, my baby, yeah, I take a lot. No, I take care. I'm talking about the baby daddy.
Oh, the baby daddy. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about
no,
you don't
my
even...
baby, no, he's right under me. Oh, he looks just like me. He's,
he well, that's does. Good. Oh, that's my. A good sign.
Yeah, that I had him, yeah.
Like, yeah, I think I would remember if he wasn't mine, yeah.
Nah, my kid... I have a whole lot of stories about him. Like, he'll just battle somebody dancing. He'll look at a grown man in the face and be like, you know what, nigga? The fuck? What you got? What you got? What you got? What you got? I'm like, Mike.
That's a funny act out.
In the middle of Walmart. I'm like, Mike, he's... Sorry, sir. Like, one time we were in the Legoland, right? You know, there's, like, lots of stuff to pick up. And there was an older man right in front of us in line. And... The white man before, I say white man, you know, he was picking up something. And my son said, boop, right in his butt. And I'm like,
wow.
I flushed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he's just
5, I'm... what do you say to getting booped in the butt by a 5-year-old? The white man was so cool. He was like, it's cool, I got kids. He looked defeated. It's cool, they're around here somewhere.
Cool, yeah.
But I don't know, my son's crazy.
I like the environment, though, because if you can tell, I'm big on comparisons. So I like, you grew up in this environment where it's almost like you had to battle for your life. Your son's growing up in an environment where he's battling for dancing.
Oh, gosh.
Because I like you doing the dance act out, mm-hmm. which is also another example of us giving you an opportunity to use your acting skills. Okay. So that sets you up to just be who you are,
okay.
which is, you know, a great actor.
Yeah.
So that could almost be battle. I was battling for my life. My son battles for dances.
Okay. Yeah.
He's always challenging people to, like, dance battles.
You. He gets you.
Well, I mean, I can do a little dab on him.
He definitely dabs.
I can do one of those now.
He would be like, that's all you got? This is his go-to right here. You ain't doing nothing.
The floss?
Yeah, the floss.
The floss.
Which he had to teach me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was doing it wrong. Because every time I did it, in comparison to him, he's doing it wrong. Why are you angry? You okay? Need a hug? Come here. Let's bring it in.
Your sister's been rubbing off on him.
Yeah.
The yelling.
Yeah, apparently.
Because that can all tie in. Okay, that's another fascinating thing, though. You being a baby mama and then comparing how you are compared to other baby mamas is another funny premise for a joke.
Yeah. I don't want to make other baby mamas mad because I went through it, too. I just had to shake out of it, like, catching him in lies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can always tell when somebody over his house because he always act like he's asleep. Thinking you ain't asleep. He'd be always wake up, hello, what are you doing? Stop. Right now. Just quit. And then he'll make this, he'd be like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Otherwise, he'd be like, hey, yeah, you know, talk normal. But when I can always tell he's somebody's over, he's like, mm-hmm, all right, I'm going to call you later. And then he'll call me, like, an hour later after the bitch and got a chance to leave. Mm-hmm. So what were you saying earlier? Nigga, I'll stab you.
Oh, you said that so nice.
Yeah.
You're good at that, though. You're good at saying absurd things, but very just, like, matter-of-factly.
Because it's true.
But yeah, look, that's good.
Stop messing with me. Alright. Trying to talk over his phone while it's ringing. Because he don't want to, like, you know, put it on mute or whatever. He'd be like, dum 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 dum. He'd be like, yeah, so what you eat today? That's what you had?
Mm-hmm.
What's Mike doing today? Nigga, answer your phone. Answer the phone. You don't want to answer in front of me. That's what's going on. Okay, I see. Oh, yeah, like, he just went to Dominican Republic, right? With his dad, who just recently got divorced. So, I see a whole fest. But, you know, prostitution is legal in Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whole fest. That's what I see. But he's like, man, I don't even want to go. I don't want to go. I hate going out there, you know, by myself. I always feel like I'm by myself when I go. Nigga, shut up. Just stop, please. He's going to get his teeth done, so I'm going to be out there by myself. Shut up. You ain't got to act like you hate the beach just because you're trying to make me feel better.
Like, I hate vacation.
I hate vacation.
Bullshit.
Just want to stay out here in Atlanta in the traffic. Shut up.
So I'm just writing down things for you to use to your advantage. Definitely facial expressions.
Okay.
And, like, act outs, I mean, like, voices.
Okay.
You know, and physicality as well, like dancing and things like that.
Okay.
Because you're an actor, so just use, you know, be an actor, really.
Okay.
Yeah, your facial expressions are great.
Thanks.
So really keep this in mind, just that these can be some of your big performance strengths. Because, like, saying the joke is one layer, but when you can add the performance layer, it's game over.
Can you recommend someone to watch when it comes to...
the physical?
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey really goes there.
He does.
On the physical. You know, he commits.
Okay. Is that overly...
Yeah, I mean, his is, like... definitely exaggerating toward his character.
Definitely.
Let me think. Does Tiffany Haddish do it? I haven't really watched her stand-up.
So, her stand-up was way back in the day. And, yeah,
She did, because she had a dick joke that she had made about how guys like, was it, it's foot porn?
Oh.
She took her shoes off and
oh, she took her shoes off and everything?
Yeah, I was like, ah. I was too young to watch it, but I watched it.
You were too young for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sounds like, I don't think watching a foot joke is anything compared to
cooking crack
in the wrist
and Christmas
stir fry. Yeah, the wrist cooking like a stir fry.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. Look at the flick of the wrist.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm trying to think. If someone comes to mind, I'll definitely send them your way.
Yeah, please.
I'm thinking off the top, but I think a great place for you to start, though, is just, it's almost like starting from the beginning, your origin story.
Okay.
Like, go into the mom, Crip, and dad, Marine, and also how you're an old bitch now.
I am an old bitch now.
So, you can look at almost like the arc, the story of your set is like, this is where I am, this is where I ended up.
Yeah.
This is where I am now, you know?
Yeah.
So, really,
Bonnet is bae. Hashtag.
Bonnet is bae. Bonnet
That's
is my
hashtag
bae?
Hashtag right there.
Yo, bonnet is my bae.
Bonnet is my bae. I get excited when I see my bonnet hanging on the wall. I'm like, oh, all day. Me and you.
You like fantasize about
I
it.
Do.
Yeah. Bonnet.
Oh my gosh.
And you could, I mean, literally, and that being the premise of the joke, like, what do you do with bae? And then just shift it to your bonnet instead.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, some things you, like, fantasize about bae, or you be sexed in your bae, or
mm-hmm.
the same thing, you're on Tinder swiping for bonnets
yeah,
or whatever.
Man. Yeah, man.
So look at...
That one, goals
bonnet
is, you
is
know,
my bae.
Have, like, a do-rag and a bonnet. They'll just... A man that wears his do-rag. That's goals. That's
goals.
Relationship goals for me.
I love that.
Because he understands.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the comfort of the do-rags. It's all about the comfort of the bonnet. Yeah.
So you know you find your soulmate.
I do. I know. I know it.
Your hair mate.
Because he gets it.
He gets it.
He will get it.
We both just given up. We both just don't want to.
No.
No more turn up. Just to give up.
Yeah, man.
So it was your mom? Oh, yeah. It's pretty much. Because I want to leave this open for you to actually fill
okay.
out and do. Because that's
oh.
that's gold.
My grandma wasn't a saint either. Okay, after I went to North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
I went basically to her house because my first stepmom wasn't really about kids. So she taught me how to, you know, wear a slip and, you know, keep the house clean and, you know, with kids. But in actuality, when she passed away, I found out that my grandma was a thought.
Grandma was a thought.
Yeah.
Grand thought.
She was.
Grand thought.
That's really good on words. She was a grand thought. My uncle and my dad don't have the same dad. And this man I've been calling grandpa all my life, that is not my grandpa. That's just some random man she met and just put them all in there.
Oh, my gosh. Uncle Gramps?
Uncle Gramps.
Uncle Gramps? Uncle Grandpa?
Might as well.
Uncle Grandpa.
Because he ain't related in no way.
You related.
I'm taken aback.
Start with your family.
Okay.
Go there. When are you going to perform?
Next week. Well,
set a date.
Yeah, we have an event that she'll be hosting. And you're the headliner.
I am the headliner.
When's the event?
February the 23rd.
Where? Whoa. And you're going to be headlining this?
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Wow, that's why I'm taking this class.
No, that's great. So I would say...
I'm going to go up next week to do open mics.
Yeah, I would say perform as much as possible between now and that date. That's where you're going to find, you know, when I said, like, comedy is a language, you know,
okay.
that's, it's kind of like you can watch stand-up on TV. It's kind of like you can watch people do crunches, but until you actually do them, you're not going to see the results.
Okay.
Same thing with stand-up. You can watch it and study technique, but it's also something you have to actually do.
Okay.
So, perform as much as possible between now and the 23rd.
Okay.
Because that's when you're going to know, we have all these great ideas, but then when you say them on stage, that's when you're going to start to find the direction to take them. Where it's like,
okay.
Oh, that was funny in the moment, but not really now. But this was really funny, so I know I can build on that.
Okay.
You know, so, perform. And, like, do you have a show scheduled next week? Like, can you?
No, I'm going to all open mics next week.
That's what I mean. Like, you go, you have
go
one, one picked.
Huh?
Do you know what show you're going to do?
No, I'm just going to go by, you know.
The calendar?
Yeah.
I was just putting you in a corner to make you pick one.
Oh, I can.
So you decide.
I can.
I'll be here on this date.
Oh, okay.
You're going to pop up here.
I mean, I'm out at the open mics, too. You know, that's the grind.
They're going to help you in the back.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Ooh. It's not
funny. Bonnet is my babe. Bonnet is my babe.
Is that how you going to heckle me? I love it.
Bay Bonnet. I love Bonnet is my babe.
Oh, my gosh. You know that's going to be my hashtag, and you help me. Thanks.
That's legit.
Yo. Bonnet that's is babe. Really it's real life.
Now she's saying yo. She was all hesitant at the beginning. So I don't know who this white man is. I need some backup here.
I'm just saying. You could be like, you know.
I know. I look like
snatch
it.
And grab.
Trust me. I've.
Show up at my house. Follow me. I don't know.
No, I feel
I
you.
I like I listen to this hot podcast, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows? It's all a funnel to abduct people. But you don't know because they've disappeared, you know.
And this whole time would be like, yo, just hand me my body.
That's my. I mean, there's a comedian in Atlanta called O.D. Odell. Have you met him?
No.
He's always been like, man, Joel's secretly a serial killer. Look at him. He's too white to be hanging around us without some motive.
You do like a legit saltine, so.
Saltine! It's funny.
Legit saltine.
Call it diet white.
Okay, nothing's coming up. What now?
Oh, diet white. That's a, now I'm doing material.
Do you?
Swoop it?
Mm-hmm. Is it just you doing it all the time, or?
Well, there's a little product in there.
Uh-huh.
But this is, not much. You just gotta tame it. It's okay. Tamed at this
so
point.
So it just used to you just aggravate
it's
it.
A swoop. Well, you know, I'm trying to
no,
look.
No, I like it.
Bookable. You know,
I like it.
It's taken me a while to try to be presentable to the public.
Was it down before like Justin Bieber, or?
It was more just kind of like parted to the side.
Okay, with an actual part?
Yeah, with an actual part.
This is good stuff. I didn't know why people would go through this.
Yeah, but we don't wear bonnets, or at least not to my knowledge.
I mean, some of you guys wear, some of y'all.
Y'all, you people.
Oh, shit.
You
people. It was right there, borderline.
Some of you people.
I was like, I tried to pull back. The white.
Making us wear bonnets.
Yeah. Do you? It's a
no,
choice.
I didn't know. It's all our fault.
Yeah.
Everything. I want to give you this.
Thanks.
So definitely fill that out. But then you also, really, I mean, I think the big takeaway, just start with your family. Like, just start with your family.
That's enough.
Because that also takes away the complication side of it. In your writing, it's just write about your family.
Okay.
Just start there. Because
I know that.
There's so much.
Isn't it?
Oh. As soon as you got into it, I was like, wait, what? Wait, when? The cooking crack and...
I was cooking crack. People. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
They're black too. They're comfortable with it.
Okay, if you say so.
Sure, I don't know.
So, I'll also email this to you.
Please.
For just for you to listen to. It could be a podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be your podcast. You can listen to it. You're on your own podcast. So, is there anything else before?
No, man. I think that you give me. I mean, I will let you know. Before I go,
how
my writing has gone. We may meet again.
Yeah, yeah.
Before then, just to show you the development.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This is giving me so much to work with. Because before, when you told me to, I was like, write it. You mean this is real? Like, I got it in here, but then the structure. I was like, I don't know how to structure it. You was like, it's okay. Just put it.
Mm-mm. You're like, I don't even know. It's like,
I don't even know where to start. Yeah.
And that's most people. Don't even know where to start. They're like, I don't know. It's just there.
Okay.
But now we've found kind of. We're almost already honing in on your character on stage.
Okay.
Which is a huge. I mean, that's a huge hurdle to overcome. And once you figure out who you are on stage, then the writing becomes even easier because you almost just put it through the filter of that character. You know what I mean? Beautiful.
Yay! This feels like confidence.
Good. This feels like confidence.
It does.
Only do it.
Oh,
let
shit.
Him use you. I'm sorry. Ew, I was praising the roof.
You were praising the
praising
roof?
Praising the roof right
okay.
There.
I like that. I was praising the roof. Yeah, that's what you were.
So
thanks, white guy.
Definitely finish. I love that. Thanks, white guy. This white guy is the best.
You are.
So, Phil, finish this.
Okay.
That can be part of your homework. Finish that.
Okay.
And then just write about your family. There's, are you familiar with free writing?
It's, don't be saying white people stuff and asking me with your eyebrows all high. What you talking about?
I mean, free writing is, I mean, it sounds complicated, but free writing is, I don't know why this has two covers.
It's okay. It's meant for you. It's interesting.
That's bizarre.
So, write on one cover.
A free writing is literally you just write just without stopping until you, like, finish a page. So,
okay.
Free writing, I mean, pretty much just whatever you did to write that story about you going to the party and all mm-hmm. that, just do that, but with writing about you and your family.
Okay.
And then read back on it and just underline things that stand out to you that are funny or interesting.
Okay.
And I think you're going to find some gold in there.
This is dope. You're dope.
I'm dope.
Yeah, you, I mean...
And you would know dope.
Yeah.
You know dope. Somebody knows dope, you know dope.
I grew up knowing it. Oh, God.
And I'll email this to you.
All right, did you hear the breakthrough? The big moment? In my opinion, it was her revealing her origin story, pretty much. Her mom being a Crip and her dad being a Marine. So, as you could see and hear in this, I was really pushing to get more personal. You know, the more personal... It's really like the more universal, but it's also the more emotional connection you'll have to your material. So a lot of people do writing sessions and it's like, just to, you know, let's find some punchlines and let's, you know, let's be silly and make jokes for the sake of the joke. But I really like to challenge you to find your core funny and not everybody can do misdirects and find a funny angle. But when you can find your funny angle, that's when you really find your voice. So I'm so grateful that at Ty So Silly was willing to let me share this. She's a fan of the podcast. We took a picture after. It was pretty cool. So all that being said, thank you for your time. Thank you for your commitment to this, not only podcast, but this network we're building. I'm speechless at the amount of support we're getting. So if you do want to connect with other Hot Brethren and Sistren, we do have a Facebook group called Hot Breath Comedy Network. You can search, join up. We're in there creating fun discussions and insightful kind of questions and such. So feel free to connect with us there. Or, you know, it's in the new year, new year, new you. We got new Hot Breath merch. That'll be linked in the show notes. If you want to pick up a hoodie, Ronnie Myers, a local ATL comic, just picked up his hoodie. We posted it on social media. So the Hot Breathiverse is expanding just like the real universe. That's fun. But anyway, any questions you have, hey, I'm happy to help along the way, whether you want to link up and do a writing sesh or you just got a question. Those of you who have reached out know that I'm very accessible and I want to make sure that I can help any way I can. So all that being said, hey, we got a dope interview on Monday. I don't want to give it away, but since you're listening to this one, you're a loyal listener, and you're in the trenches of comedy. So I'm going to let you know right now, the episode on Monday, Beth Stelling. Yeah, Beth Stelling. Yeah, one of my favorites. If you have not heard her, just give her a quick Google. No exaggeration, one of the funniest people on the planet. I have zero reservation saying that. So prepare yourselves for that dope interview. And in the meantime, in between time, keep grinding. And we'll see you next time on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.